What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 987. In this episode, I'll discuss recommendations on the dose of cefazolin for a CNS infection. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode987. When a CNS infection such as meningitis, ventriculitis, or a brain abscess is due to methicillin-susceptible Staph aureus, an anti-staphylococcal penicillin such as nafcillin has been considered the first-line therapy. With the long duration of therapy needed for CNS infections, adverse events like elevated serum transaminases, neutropenia, and interstitial nephritis can frequently complicate therapy. In addition, nafcillin requires administration every 4 hours, which adds to the burden of care. Cefazolin is thought of as second line for MSSA CNS infections, even though it does not need Q4-hour dosing and has a more favorable adverse event profile when compared to nafcillin. A group of authors recently published a narrative review in the journal Pharmacotherapy that evaluated available clinical and pharmacokinetic pharmacodynamic data for cefazolin use in CNS infections. Additionally, the authors produced a recommendation for cefazolin use. Some of the key points made by the authors are: despite lower proportional blood to CNS penetration, emerging data in humans has shown that cefazolin achieves therapeutic concentrations within the CSF. Long-standing dogma that cefazolin does not reach the CNS in sufficient concentrations has limited research efforts. And one potential barrier to the widespread adoption of cefazolin for treatment of CNS infections is concern regarding the cefazolin inoculum effect for MSSA. However, data suggests that cefazolin is an effective treatment option for infective endocarditis, further suggesting that the inoculum effect is solely an in vitro phenomenon. When evaluating the rate of adverse effects for nafcillin versus cefazolin, the authors highlight an article of patients with MSSA bacteremia that found significantly less rates of nephrotoxicity and allergic reaction with cefazolin and a trend towards lower rates of hepatotoxicity. The authors finish by saying that cefazolin is likely a safe and effective alternative to nafcillin for a variety of CNS infections due to MSSA. They recommend that if cefazolin is used for a CNS infection, doses higher than 2 grams IV every 8 hours need to be used to ensure adequate concentrations in the CSF. They suggest either 2 grams IV every 6 hours or a continuous infusion of 8 to 10 grams daily. These dosing recommendations assume normal renal function, and no recommendations are made for patients with altered renal function other than the consideration of therapeutic monitoring of cefazolin levels. Unfortunately, the ability to do so without using a send-out laboratory is not widespread among hospitals. The conclusion of the article is, although more research is needed to directly compare cefazolin to anti-staphylococcal penicillins for CNS infections, current data support that dose-optimized cefazolin may be a reasonable and potentially superior alternative therapy. To get access to my free download area with 20 different resources to help hospital pharmacists, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.